Hammer Time. Go with the flow.
Happy Father's Day. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez with you, welcoming Zach Penkew to the Saturday morning lineup. Live news now back on Saturday mornings. We're glad to have Zach here. Anything around the house this Saturday morning that needs my attention, I'm here for you, as we have open phone lines today. No agenda on my part. Couple things I want to throw your way, but anything around the house as we get ready for a heat wave. Is your AC ready? 803-0930. That's the number to call in the 716. You can also text on that same Volkswagen of Orchard Park text number, 803-0930. Outside the 716, it's toll-free for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. You can always email me as well, hammertime@cortez.net. If you haven't been out to the Cortez compound, we'd love to have you come out and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Everything we do is on display, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and our cooking school. Our cooking school, right in the heart of our showroom, is all set up with our Bella Cucina custom cabinets. So that's a working kitchen. And our chef, Jerry Clemente, the first Monday of every month. We just had risotto in June. In July, we're going outside. Summer in Italy, July 1. Go online to cortez.net. Drop-down menu, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, and register today. In August, August 12th, we're going to Tuscany. And in September, the Amalfi Coast. And in October, we are traveling to Venice. So those are the next several months lined up for you. And you can gift a class as well. Just go to cortez.net and see all the info right there, and register today. So, question for you: are you ready if a emergency befalls you around the house? Things like a burst water line. How about a power outage? How about a gas leak? How about a flooded basement? So let's spend a few minutes talking about that. And again, open phone lines today, anything that needs my attention, it's the right show for you. Our Saturday morning coffee clutch, 803-0930. So nothing could be, well, not nothing, but one of the things that tops the list of most annoying things that can happen is if you have a burst water line. That typically more of a winter phenomenon than a summer one, but being mindful of what could cause a burst water line is something certainly we could talk about. And also, do you know where your main shutoff is? Because that could come very much in handy should something happen like this. The thing about knowing where your main shutoff valve is important, but also probably more important is, does it freely open and close? Because that is an issue with water lines, with shutoff valves that have been frozen in time over a long period. They're difficult to work. So make sure that you check it from time to time, open and close it, spray some WD to make sure that it's nice and easily movable, because that could be very valuable. Now, it may also be the case that you have a shutoff more localized, which is great. You know, under the kitchen sink, if you have a shutoff there, if there's a problem with the drain and it leaks or whatever, you know, you can deal with the water right there at that shutoff. But knowing where your main shutoff valve is certainly, I think, top of the list when we're talking about water issues. Now, if the power goes out and Well, let's put it this way. If the power goes out in only part of your house, well, then that's not a power outage. That could be a jumped breaker. So knowing to identify that is another thing I'll put on the list of emergency items. So opening your panel, you should be able to identify the fact that you have breakers, and hopefully you don't have fuses still. But if you have breakers, you can look inside the panel and you'll see that there's switches. If they're jumped so they don't all line up facing the same direction, that means that something caused a circuit interruption, an overloaded circuit, something got wet. That would all cause a ground fault or a breaker to jump. Resetting it is simple. You just switch it back. But knowing what caused it is important. You could have overloaded circuitry. That's not uncommon. The codes today are more stipulated as to separating circuits. So this is something that is kind of built into the code today. Appliances have to be separated. Ground fault plugs have to be separated. Counter plugs have to be all ground faulted out. These are all good things to prevent these issues with circuit jumping. Now, if the power goes out, that's another matter. And of course, we have to deal with whether you're going to have you have a generator or not, or if you're going to go to a standby generator. Or if you have a transfer switch, which you could plug a generator into. Thinking through all of that is important to plan for a power outage. Probably the most cataclysmic of all emergencies around the house is a gas leak. Having a gas leak is a real problem because the issue is one of great hazard. A spark could ignite that gas. So if you smell gas, the first thing you need to do is get out of the house. Because if you try to call someone even, a spark, they say, in that circuitry of your phone could ignite natural gas, believe it or not. Getting out of the house is tantamount. It's for your safety. Call from outside. So if you smell gas, that's the first thing you do. Now, carbon monoxide detector will not go off in just the presence of a gas leak. You need to have unspent fuel to have a carbon monoxide detector go off. So a gas leak means out of the house, get everybody out, call 911 and the local gas company. And lastly, nothing could be more inconvenient than a flooded basement. And usually that could be from a failed sump pump. So I suggest that you check your sump pump regularly to make sure it's operating properly. And if you detect that it's not, deal with it before it becomes an emergency by getting that replaced and having it serviced if it's still under warranty. 803-0930, let's travel to Baltimore and say good morning to Richard. Richard, you're on WBEN.
Yes, good morning, Dominic. We have a an Amana room heat pump.
Okay.
It's on our, in our sunroom. And it has, the only controls it has is like an on, I mean, on a cool and a heat. Is it possible to control that guy timing-wise? In other words, to come on a certain time and go off a certain time without me being there?
It's going to depend on whether it has that option. How old is it?
Oh, it's probably about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have a remote control?
No, we do not.
Okay. Are any of the controls on the unit indicative of having a setting such as a timer? Or is it just an on-off?
No. Just on and then, I mean, off and cool and heat.
Okay. So it's kind of like one that you'd see in a hotel room.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't think then that would be programmable for a timer, unfortunately. It's just not set up for that.
Do they make, could I get a replacement that
yeah,
does have a...
Of course, yeah. The new ones have all of that built into it, remote controls with the ability to even control it remotely.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Dominic.
Okay, Richard, thanks for the call.
Help.
Appreciate you listening from Baltimore. 803-0930 is the number for you to call this Saturday morning. It's Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Kerry Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, you don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the very latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open till noon today. Call us at 716-646-9480. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
MSRP 27995. Stock number 24Z2581T.
Just what I'm looking for. Basil, basil, just what you're looking for.
It's time to kick off summer with great deals at Joe Basil Chevrolet in Lancaster and Basil Chevrolet of Fredonia. Now until June 30th, lease brand new Chevy Trax and Equinox starting at just $199 a month. You heard that right. Brand new Chevy Trax and Equinox starting at just $199 a month with no security deposit needed. Over 300 Trax and Equinox available now. Joe Basil Chevrolet, 5111 Transit Road, Lancaster, and Basil Chevrolet in Fredonia, 212 East Main Street, Fredonia. Shop right now at JoeBasilChevrolet.com or BasilFredonia.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Just ask what I'm looking for. Basil, Basil, just great deals.
3828 total due at signing. See dealer for details.
The man who brought the rock and roll edge to the Eagles, Grammy winner and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, Don Felder.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing hits like Life in the Fast Lane, Hotel California, Take It Easy, Tequila Sunrise, and more. Saturday, September 7th, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Don Felder.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that is known for excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, I'm Steve Tasker.
And I'm Alex.
Of course you are.
Here for Wester Hyundai.
And if you want dependable, stylish, and affordable in your next vehicle purchase, of course, this is the place. Wester Hyundai is Buffalo's number one volume selling Hyundai dealer based on Hyundai's reported new vehicle sales calendar year 2023.
If you want dependable, stylish, affordable, and fun, then a new 2024 Hyundai Palisade, a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson, or a new 2024 Hyundai Santa Cruz is your next vehicle.
Yes, I love the new 2024 Hyundai Santa Cruz. It's just the perfect utility vehicle for summer. A mid-sized SUV with the versatility of a truck.
Yes, of course, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, and Hyundai's owner assurance.
So, go to WesterHyundai.com right now to get started. Or come into Wester Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, and get in on the fun. Affordably, of course.
Of course.
Welcome to Western New York.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Everything you need for your garage. Available by calling 716-715-6927. That's Gorilla Garage Gear. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. What can they do for you? Well, how about starting with an epoxy floor? Yep, 15-year warranted epoxy floor. They do not use polyurea, so that doesn't give them the quick drying option, but it gives them a long lasting option. 15-year warranted. How about a new garage door? Or maybe you just need garage door service. Yep, they do that too. And lastly, how about organizing your garage with cabinetry and ways to hang your tools neatly? All available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Again, online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Or by calling 716-715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Hey, it's Dominic, and how are you? 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now. Anything around the house that needs my attention. Open phone lines today as we gear up for quite a heat wave coming, starting really on Monday. Father's Day is looking great. Happy Father's Day to my sons, Phil and Nick, and my son-in-law, Michael. And looking forward to celebrating with everybody on Sunday. Jerry's actually cooking for us, and our chef, Jerry, he's going to do a drop-off, so no dad has to cook on Sunday. And I asked him when we set this up with him, I said, Jerry, do you mind cooking on Father's Day? He said, of course not. And he's dropping off a little buffet for us, so we're looking forward to that. A texter's writing, any tips prior to arranging for a dumpster bag, clearing out a parent's cluttered basement? Don't want anything too big and that won't damage the driveway. So the first thing, this is a great question because it's something that I think people don't really prepare well for because they just think about the insurmountable task of emptying a basement. The first thing I would do is not so quickly work to think about the disposal aspect, but more the reclaimable aspect. So I would spend some time separating the items you're trying to clean out into three piles: keep, give away, and throw away, or sell. You may want to consider in that middle pile, that give away or sell pile, what might be worthy of an estate auction or estate sale. The estate sale people will help you identify things of value. So that might be the first thing to do, is identify what might be of value that you may want to sell in an estate auction, estate sale, because that way you're one less thing or one less pile of things that you have to deal with to get rid of. Now, once you've gotten beyond that, probably the biggest pile is going to be throwaway, and that's where you're going to need the dumpster. But you might also call the I Got Junk people, because they actually offer the service of physically doing the removal for you. That is a great piece of their service, is that they not only will haul it away, but they'll actually help carry it out of the house. I actually used them when we were clearing out my parents' house. They picked everything up that was in the basement, brought it into their truck, and got rid of it for me. Now, there's a fee for all of that, of course, but it may be worth your time. So then what are we left with? The keep pile, which you probably already have gone through and identify the things that that you want to keep as a memento and a recollection of your family and your growing up. So that's how I would go about it. Take it in parts so it's not as overwhelming, and separate it out The keep, the giveaway, the throwaway, the giveaway or the sell. Think about an estate sale. Think about the I got junk component, and really help minimize and reduce the stress of what it takes to empty a house. It's a very daunting task. And you know how that is. There's an emotional side to all of that. And it's even more difficult when you don't even know where to begin with emptying your house or your parents' house. So good luck with that. The idea of parking a dumpster would be not my first step. I would take the steps I've identified first. And I hope that helps you, with that task ahead as you get ready to empty and sell that house. 803-0930, I would love to speak to you about anything that needs my attention this Saturday morning here on WBN. We had a caller calling in about a heat pump. We'll be doing a show in the weeks ahead on the subject matter of heat pumps. Not so much because I like them as I'm realizing that we need to learn more about heat pumps because they are going to be front and center, in our lexicon of how we are going to be possibly heating our houses with, this reduction in the availability of natural gas. Certainly not giving in to that fight, but I am realizing that we need to learn more about how heat pumps work and their pros and their cons. By the way, on the whole heat, gas, natural gas fight, the Assembly still has not voted on the Heat Act. The Heat Act was proposed to eliminate the automatic installation of gas in neighborhoods so as to offer the option of not going with gas but going with electricity. The problem with that, and I think why it stalled, thankfully, the Senate voted against it, is that the infrastructure for the electric, as you know, we speak about this all the time, is not in place. So that's where that is. We'll keep you up to date on that. And a little bit more, we'll talk about the whole gas debate when we come back. I'm not going to spend much time on it. But it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Zach Penkew standing by in the WBN newsroom. Good morning, Zachary.
It is 10:30, sunny and 70 degrees outside our Amherst studio. Good morning, I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. New York State police are continuing to investigate a deadly accident that took one man's life on the I-90 East last night. The name of the victim has not been released at this time. With a potential heat wave expected to roll over the western New York region this coming week, the SPCA serving Erie County wants to remind pet owners to be aware when leaving their pets in a hot car. According to the SPCA, it could take only 10 minutes for a cart to reach over 100 degrees on an 85-degree day. The 49th annual Juneteenth parade is happening today at 10 a.m. in the city of Buffalo. The WBEN just called Jed First Alert forecast. Today, mostly sunny and nice with a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer with a high 82. Right now, 70 and sunny. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930, WBEN.
Well, if Dad can breathe easier, then everyone in your family will breathe easier. Every day, the news seems to get worse, and there are few places to escape that all the stress of the world gone mad. Why not get Dad breathing easier with a thorough duct cleaning, a Healthway air purifier, or, my favorite, the April Air high-capacity dehumidifier? What a great gift that is. Make your home a healthy and safe haven by finally cleaning all that junk out of your ductwork, removing all of that ultrafine particles that are making everyone sneeze and wheeze, and dry the mold and moisture right out of your home. We all know a dad and are a dad or married to a dad or have a child that's a dad. Get everyone in your family breathing easier in your home. Now, if you haven't had indoor air professionals out over the last 3 or so years, well, you may be indeed breathing unhealthy air, and indoor air professionals want you in your family to breathe easier. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Happy Father's Day, Mr. Gordon.
And I said, yeah, and happy Father's Day to you. And it's exciting because we both have children that are fathers too. So
exactly.
That makes it even more special, otherwise known as grandchildren. Yeah. So it's just, yeah, I mean, this is amazing because you, as you said, we have we can make a safe sanctuary in your home by the thorough duct cleaning and by adding a medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than a HEPA filter. And as you said, let's dry out the basement, which dries out the house through the stack effect with a high capacity dehumidifier. So all those things are going to help you to breathe easier, sleep better, less asthma, allergies, sinus. And people just say, I can feel the difference in the air. So it's just, it can make a huge difference.
716-683-3000, extension 303. That extension brings you right to Peter's desk, by the way. Looking for the extra special Father's Day Hammer Time specials.
All right, here's how we go. So first of all, on the product side, the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, $300 off, okay? And you won't find a better price even on the internet or anything like that. It's, you know, we're locked in there. And same thing with the Healthway. We're like an exclusive distributor for the entire Northeast. And so the portable that, like you and Diane have, that covers 1,200 square feet is $350 off. And the Super V whole house unit that hooks onto the furnace is $500 off. And then lastly, once again, we've got 65,000 people that may need a re-clean. It's been more than 3 to 6 years, plus people that have never thought about cleaning their house. Think of all the remodeling, the 50,000 dead skin cells per person per day. That would be $175 off a duct cleaning or more if you're one of those 65,000 repeat customers.
716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, and even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's Director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a 5-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa for an appointment at our next open house, Wednesday, June 19th from 1 to 4, with information, tours, and giveaways. 716-810-7475. 716-810-7475.
Come for the tour, for the refreshments, for the giveaways, but please come.
See the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
I love watching a storm from the warmth and safety of my home, don't you? I'm grateful for the capable craftsmen who assemble the roof and siding with caring hands. But I especially love having a crystal clear view of the spectacle through a pair of gorgeous custom windows. Maybe you've already called Williams C. Rott for your roof or siding. When your windows are ready to be replaced, call Rott for your long-lasting, leak-proof, beautiful windows.
She is your home.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? Well, let me tell you about Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They will offer you top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl, tile, and plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they indeed have it all. Transform your space with premium materials, exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Isn't it time you experienced a better way to buy? Make it happen right now at Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island. Every vehicle is priced with our lowest upfront price, guaranteed. Every day, all the time. The way it should be. But we don't stop there. Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island stands behind every vehicle we sell with our exclusive Maguire Family Assurance Program. If within the first year of ownership you experience an unfortunate life event, just bring the vehicle back. Unemployment, disability, whatever it may be. Maguire Chevrolet will buy your car back. Shop our massive inventory today, marked with incredible deals, and take your favorite Chevy car, truck, or SUV for a test drive. And remember, Maguire Chevrolet will beat any advertised price in upstate New York, guaranteed. A better way to buy and a better way to own your next new Chevy is just minutes away at Maguire Chevrolet of Grand Island, 1910 Alvin Road, or online right now at MaguireChevroletOfGrandIsland.com.
Now that April 15th has come and gone, you may think that tax season is over, but at EG Tax, we think of it now as money season. You know the old adage, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. Our belief is to keep money in your pocket where it belongs. Call us today for reviewing your return, tax planning, or even still to prepare your returns. Call 632-7886 or click egtax.com to make an appointment today. As always, thanks for being part of our family.
Well, hopefully you didn't wait till now, but if you did and you're not sure your AC is going to handle the upcoming heat wave, well, make a call today to TRS Heating and Air Conditioning because they offer a $99 Hammer Time Radio health and safety check for your existing AC. And if it's time for replacement, TRS can offer you a high-efficiency Rheem central air conditioner with many financing options. Oh, by the way, great news. TRS now has an electrical division, and they can help you from a small light fixture to a whole house generator. They also will offer you a $125 house generator oil change, and they will mark their calendar so you don't have to remember to call them in a year. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Online at trsheatingandairconditioning.com.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hammer Time.
10:40 is Hammer Time. Watch Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with great tips, and also all of our Hammer Time partners, and a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail, all on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30. On Channel 2. To the phones we go at 803-0930 at Chickawaga. And Scott, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Great show.
Thanks, Scott.
I bought a piece of property in Florida, and it was left with the power off for a couple years.
Oh, boy.
And it was kind of moldy inside a little bit. And I'm just wondering, what is the best way to handle that situation where we're not going to be there, you know, for 6 months,
right,
or
right,
8 months.
Has the mold been eradicated, Scott?
It wasn't a black mold, so yeah, we, you know, used some decent chemical and you know, when we cleaned and
okay, so it was just
and,
was
know,
surface
everything else, but we're not complete with the remodel of the place,
yeah.
So.
So a surface mold, right, is what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah. Not unusual and not at all surprising in an environment like Florida to have this be an issue. And the reason is because of the temperature variations from inside to out will cause the moisture to build and therefore then the ripe condition for the mold to form. So the only thing you can do to combat that is to keep the temperature consistent. And, well, not necessarily consistent, but keep the dehumidification alive year-round to avoid the problem of the temperature inversion. And the only way you can do that is to keep the air conditioning on. Now, you can raise the temperature, but you can't turn it off. Because once you turn it off, you see what happens. This is exactly what will happen again. So you can raise it up.
Is would it be better to get a dehumidifier and have that running instead of the air conditioner? Or
the problem
what's the best solution for it? You know,
I think the easiest and probably the most safe way to do this would be to keep the air conditioner running, but raise the temperature to, 78, 80.
Right.
It's not going to be comfortable inside, but it will be.
It doesn't have to be because we're not there.
Exactly. It won't be comfortable, but it will dehumidify, which is the essence of it all. Running a dehumidifier will do the same thing. The problem with that is, where are you going to drain it to? And so if that's an easy thing, then maybe that is an option. The only other concern I have about a dehumidifier is its reliability. If you had, an April Air high capacity, like we talk about here, available through Indo Air Professionals, that's a $1,500 before discount appliance. And having it run 24/7 will certainly be applicable. But I think for real peace of mind, I would feel better about having the AC on and just raise the temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've called you a few times before in the past and given me good advice, and I appreciate it. And
well,
I just wanted to say thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Scott. I wish you luck with that property in Florida. Is this going to be permanent or just – you said you're going to be a snowbird.
Hopefully it's going to grow into a permanent resident.
Yeah, because you want to get out of the state, right?
Yeah.
Who's going to be left? Who's going to be left to turn off the lights, right? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, I think the lights will go out.
They're right, because they'll be all on the electricity that we are relying on, that it doesn't work anymore.
you talked earlier about tripping breakers.
Yes.
Well, I think we're going to trip a breaker in New York sometime soon.
Yeah. Well, if they don't plan properly, then you're exactly right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Well, good luck, Scott, with that property.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Scott's line now available at 803-0930. Real quick, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I know everyone gets panicked when I start talking about the gas ban. But what I have seen, just like this week in the news, there was the issue of people not showing up to voice their opinion on the county legislators giving themselves a raise or voting that they be get a raise. I think what we're seeing today is an apathy that is based on this fear of the infighting that's just natural to our politics now. And I think that's part of why we see this apathy with the gas issue as well. I think people are just afraid of the fight that it's based on, the argument between the politics and the parties. I don't know. That's my theory. But I'm just here to report the facts to you. You can sort it out from there. But you do need to voice your opinion about taking away our natural gas. And the only way you can do that is by going to your state representatives, the state legislature, state legislator and state senate. Tell them that you're not happy about that whole policy. 803-0930 is the number for you. Texter's writing, the dumpster question. Yeah, uh-huh. More about the physical presence of a dumpster on the property. They look so large and intrusive. Are you aware of other options? Yeah, the only thing other than doing it yourself and loading the dumpster yourself would be to hire the I've Got Junk people, and they will load the dumpster, basically, and take it with them the same day. So you'll shorten the whole time that the dumpster is going to be there. A matter of a few hours would be all it would take, or less than a day for sure. So that's the only other option I can think of for you. 803-0930 to Clarence. That's my hometown. And we're at Bob's house. Good morning, Bob. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Dominic. I went out to cut my grass, and I found a piece of metal on my grass and looked at it, and it says gas vent cap on it. And I look up at my chimney, and there's no cap on one of the pipes. I had called the gas company, and they came and said they didn't see a problem, but I don't know what to do about it or how dangerous it is.
Let me get the visual again of this. This is a masonry chimney?
No,
okay.
It's just a what do you call it, just a built-in fireplace.
Okay, it's a fireplace chimney.
Right, but the cap is not from the fireplace. There's two pipes coming out of the fireplace, the fireplace one and the vent. And this the top of the cap says gas vent cap on it.
So is this venting the fireplace or is it venting the furnace?
Venting the hot water tank and the furnace.
Got it. Okay. The reason why that's important to get back up there is because of water. We don't want rainwater to get down into that line. So it is important to put it back.
Who does that kind of thing? Because I'm kind of old. I can't climb up there and put that thing back.
I would say you'd want to call TRS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what would have made it blow off? I thought it was like an explosion or something that popped off. But
an explosion? Did you hear?
I didn't know what made it pop off. But
probably the wind.
Just the wind.
Yeah, you know, those things, you know, the attachment process may have been a rivet. And it may have rusted out. Who knows? And the cap then became separated from the pipe and it blew off.
I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you explained it very well. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right. Good luck with that, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Don't let it go, though, because you don't want rain to get down into that line. 803-0930. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Plumbing Help Now. You know, Plumbing Help Now is a reliable plumbing service because they have a reputation and they've got the quality to back it up. And Don, my friend, has been a master plumber for a long time. We talked about your sump pump failing. Well, if it does, give them a call. The number, 716-861-7337. Keep that number in your phone under plumber. That way you'll always have it when you need it. That's 861-7337. Plumbing Help Now. Give them a call for any plumbing need. They have a whopping 98% customer retention rate. That tells you everything you need to know. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Here's an important message from the Stamm Law Firm, your asset protection attorneys.
Hi, this is Brian Stamm. In this community, our homes are not only one of our largest assets, but they are very personal to us, like one of our prized possessions. People often ask, how can I protect my home from the government or a nursing home? And how can I guarantee that it will go to my kids when I die?
This is Brad Stamm. The gold standard for planning to protect your home is to put it into an irrevocable trust. An irrevocable trust provides protection from the nursing home after 5 years, and it keeps your house out of the court process so it can smoothly transition to your children. Additionally, our irrevocable trusts allow for the home to receive your day-to-death value, so when your kids get it, choose to sell it, they won't have to worry about paying capital gains taxes. It is simply the best planning to protect your home.
If you're interested in protecting your home, give us a call. We'd love to sit down and talk it through with you.
Let the Stamm family help your family. Call 631-5767 or go to stammlaw.com.
The Shaw Festival in Niagara-on-the-Lake presents My Fair Lady. Critics and audiences are raving. The Globe and Mail declares it their critics' pick. The Toronto Star gives it 4 out of 4 stars and says it's euphoric and that you'll be left dancing all night and still begging for more. Don't miss My Fair Lady at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here for my friends at Lenco Supplies. It's the season for your new backyard deck, and Lenco is ready with the last deck you'll ever need to build. That's right, Fiberon composite decking combines the strength of real wood with the resilience of recycled plastic for a deck that will stand the test of time. Lenco supplies everything you need to make Fiberon decking fit your outdoor space. Come to any of the 3 Western New York locations for all your materials, or better than that, shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. At Lenco.supplies, those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Say hello to Lumi, the whole body deodorant developed with your whole body in mind. Pits, privates, and beyond. It's outrageously effective and clinically proven to block odor all day, anywhere you have body odor and wish you didn't, and keeps controlling odor up to 72 hours. Lumi is different. Developed by an OBGYN, Lumi goes beyond masking odor to control body odor in a way certain other deodorants and soap don't. Start controlling body odor everywhere, not just armpits. Experience whole body freshness from Lumi whole body deodorant today. Go to LumiDeodorant.com to be the best smelling you of all time. There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 203 and get 15% off your first purchase with code 203, like the Lumi Starter Pack, Acidified Body Wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's LumiDeodorant.com, code 203, for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's LumiDeodorant.com, code 203, to save 15% today. LumiDeodorant.com.
Keep your yard mosquito-free this summer. Give my friends at Mosquito Hunters of Buffalo a buzz. Mosquito Hunters is the exclusive installer of the Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System, a smart repellent mosquito control system. There's no spraying and no scent, and it's safe for families with pets and kids, plus controllable from your phone. The Thermacell Live Smart Repellent System is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit mosquitohunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I have an effective way to fix your concrete slabs without replacing them. You know what it is? I'll tell you. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. What they do is they use hydraulic pressure injection, and they'll raise your concrete without replacing it. It's amazing. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about a color match. And probably the best thing is you can use your concrete the very same day. And of course, you'll also save compared to replacement. How about 70% cheaper? It's true. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at the Cortez household. I sent them over to Phil's, and they did a leveling job for him, too. Here's the number. 716-341-4550. That's 341-4550. You'll get a free estimate. You can learn more at A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1ConcreteBuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling, we pump it up.
Hammer time. Go with the flow.
10:55 is Hammer Time. Stay tuned. Zach Penkew comes by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom at the top of the hour. And then Linda Pellegrino steps in with another edition of Senior Radio right here on WBEN. I think just to conclude the discussion about the issue of the gas ban and the issue of the county legislators not having anybody at protest or come in to speak about their raises. I really do think there's something to be said about an apathy that's kind of permeating our culture. And it scares me to think that people have become apathetic. And I think it's because they don't want to deal with the vitriol that exists between the parties. And I think you could relate that to the gas issue, because it's really based on this vitriol. There's just this tremendous disparity between the parties over, you know, the green versus the conservative free choice, if you will. And I don't know why that is, because really, when you think about it, being green is probably good for the environment. It's probably good for everybody that we think more of a green, green focus. Why is it that green became associated with, you know, a liberal mentality? I just don't understand that. That's a mystery to me. But the reason that I'm so entrenched in this discussion is because the infrastructure is not in place yet to be able to effectively implement this policy. So this is why I feel so impassioned by it. So thank you to the texter who just wrote in, keep spreading the truth, Dominic, regarding the gas ban. You're doing a community service. Thank you for saying that. Again, every time the gas issue comes up these days, it seems that I get a texter writing that I should stick with the topics of the show based on home repair. And I get that. You know, you need me to provide that service, which is what the show's all about. But if we don't keep waving the flag of what we think is right, and we don't realize that being apathetic is not the answer, then we're going to end up having to find ways to make our lives work with electricity when electricity won't be there for us. So that's what I worry about, and you should too. The whole idea of a gas pump, a heat pump, is the whole issue of reliability. There really isn't a proven technology yet that will work, especially in our climate, you know, for this. Now, again, I said we're going to do a show on this just so that we learn more about that, and maybe there's coming technology that will be adaptable to low temperatures, but that is a real downside to an electric heating system has this temperature kind of barrier to prevent it from being perfect. And so when we talk about comparing that to furnaces, there you go. A gas furnace, always there, always dependable, going to work in a power outage. You know, these are the things that we just need to keep focused on. Anyway, have a great Father's Day. Again, happy Father's Day to Phil and Nick and to Mike and to all the fathers out there. Appreciate you listening to the show, and I want to thank you for being a part of our loyal listenership for the last 36 years. Thank you to Jerry Craig. Happy Father's Day to you too, Jerry. And Zach Penkew, welcome to Saturday mornings, and we're looking to forward to your weekly presence here. 803-0930, we'll be looking to talk to you on next Saturday. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.